Okay, good to welcome everybody. Welcome to the special edition of the Motzei Shabbos Shiurim after the clock changed. But we're covered Purim. I'd like to speak this evening about a practice that all of us are familiar with. Probably it was one of the first practices we engaged in, or first learning about and observing Purim and coming to hear the Megillah reading, and that is making noise when hearing the name of Haman. People come to shul with various graggers and noisemakers and other items which bang and hock and shake and whatever else when the Balkor reads the name of Haman. So I'd like to explore the origins of that particular practice this evening. The point of departure is somewhat unusual. There's a pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mos in the first of the sources in Vayikra Perek Yudches Pasuk Chaf Aleph, which talks about an avodah zarah known as Molech. So it says, you're not supposed to give your children over to this Molech of Avodah Zarah. What exactly is that? So Rashi there in Chumash, in Parshat Achamos, in the second source, Avodah Zarah, he should shema Molech. Rashi tells us this is a form of idolatry called Molech. The Zuhi Avodah, and this is what the service, the ritual was about. Shemoser b'no l'chumarim, you give your child over to the priests, or whatever they're called, the religious officials, the Osin Shtema Duros Gedolos, they make two bonfires, two pillars of fire, Umavirnes Haben Barago Ben Shtema Duros Aish, and they lead the child on a street walking through these two pillars of fire. That was the Avodah Zarah of Molech, and Rashi explains that that's why you have two expressions in the Pasuk back in source one, Lo Sitein Lahavir La Molech, Rashi Lo Sitein Zohim Surasa Lakumarim. This is the giving over of the child to the priest, and Lahavir La Molech, Zohi Havar Say, that's passing him through the fire. This is subject, Rashi, of course, doesn't make this up. He gets this from the Gemara. It's a Mishnah, Natecha Sanhedrin, in the third source, Sanhedrin, Daf Samach, Dawud, Amad Aleph. The Mishnah says, Hanosim Mizar Lamolech, Eno Chayav Achim, so Lamolech Biyavir Ba'ishim. Give your child over to Molech, you're not considered culpable for whatever the punishment is for Avodah Zarah, this type of Avodah Zarah, until you both give the child to the Molech, and Yavir Ba'ishim passes through the fire. Masa Lamolech, Lamolech Ba'ishim, you just gave the child over to the priest, and he didn't go through the fire, or you have to do both things. That's what the mission says. Rashi there in Sanhedrin, Son of Dalam and Alf in the fourth source says, Shim Solomon, most of the Yad Nishar Avodah Zarah. That's like he says in the Chumash. That's giving the child over to the priests of the Avodah Zarah. And the Yavir Beish, the Gemara Farish, Hechi Havah Avodah. The Gemara explains, we'll see in a moment exactly what he did. The Alfim Mikor, the Tavayah Beinon. You learn out from Sukkim that you need both of those activities, hence the two verbs. Fine. So that's the submission of Sanhedrin, Son of Dalam and Alf. The Gemara there, so as far as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Son of Dalam and Alf, says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Eino Chayev Ad She'avirenu Derech Ha'avorot. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you only Chayev if you pass the child through the smallest Derech Ha'avorot. Rashi says, in Source 6, Derech Ha'avorot, Shaloshina Min Achok, Elek Derech Minig Ha'avorot, Ha'amalach. Do it, this particular religious rite, in the manner that those idolaters did it. You have to do it exactly the way they did it. Hechidom, exactly what was it? Here in Machlokes Abaye and Rava. Omar Abaye, Shirgo de Livni b'Mitzi, there was a pile, sort of like a path or a pile of bricks in the middle. Let's look at Rashi, look back and forth. Rashi and six, Shirgo de Livni, Shurat Levenim Gavor. There was a tall pillar of bricks, Levena al Gabi Levena, one brick on top of the other. The Ha'esh Mikan al Mikan, and there was fire on each side. Umavirin Ola, Ve'eno Sarfa, and the kid would walk on this path, this brick, a high brick path, the old brick road or whatever, a whole path, would walk over this path while, I guess, he had to balance himself while there was fire on either side, but he wasn't burnt. And it was Molech, was not that you put the kid in. Usually when we first learn about Molech, you think it means you put the kid into the fire. The kid doesn't go into the fire. Yeah, the fire is on either side, he walks through this path. Okay? And that's how the Rashi goes on to say. You see that he lives through it, and he refers to another Gemara a couple pages earlier about Thomas Gimel, Chizkio, Molech. His mother put some type of an ointment on to prevent him from burning. Sounds like he do burn. So now she says that was a difference of Avodah Zarah, not Molech. It's not our issue now. Back to the Gemara. So that's what Abaye says. There was a pillar of bricks with fire on either side, and the child would walk over this pillar of bricks, and there was a fire, the fire would be on either side, and somebody wouldn't burn. That's Abaye. Rava Omar, and here you see what we're talking about this tonight. Rava Omar, Kimishvarta de Purim. It was like the jumping activity of Purim. That's the Gemara, some of the old days. Says Rashi, Rava Omar to Mishvarta de Puriyah, Eino mavir baragla. He didn't walk on his feet in a normal fashion. El kofe baragla. He had to jump. Somehow he had to jump through the fire or something in that fashion. Kederech says Rashi shatinokos kofsim bimei apurim. Like the kids jump around on Purim. That's what it says. Shahaisa chafira ba'aretz. There was some kind of a pit in the ground. V'ha'esh bo'er bo. There was a fire in the pit. He would jump over the pit back and forth. And that apparently was an activity, at least in the days of the Gemara, that kids used to do on Purim. At Purim night, as part of the entertainment, it would be fire. We associate that with fires with Lag Bomer. Can all people dance around a fire? We associate that with Lag Bomer, not with Purim. Although it's interesting, there's a side point, just the way our calendar is. Plug, pay along the Gimel, Purim and Lag Bomer are always the same day of the week. Whatever. Huh?
They're describing
like
something they did in this game, right?
No, so they weren't doing it for the sake of this god. He's saying that whatever they did for this god called Molech, this idol called Molech, was similar to what they did on Purim. And again, Shaisa Hafir, where they were pitting the ground, says, Ba'eshbar, well, who cofes? He suffered from something. You jump from one side to the other. Exactly, more in five. Kanye Kabosa de Rabba, Eno Chayav Achrena Derech Havara, but Havir of a regular puzzle. Just walk through without jumping, then you puzzle. But Hokus of Ayan Rabba, I printed in source 7, it's not our topic, but the Ramam and Hilchot of the Zohar, Paragvav Allah Hagimel, describes Hanosim is our Alamolech, Ritzoma, Vizodah, Chayav Kori, Vishoga, Medi Chata Skula, and he explains what exactly the practice was, and it says that they would give it over to the Kohanim, those priests of the Avodah Zohar, and he would walk through it, not like Rava said. Okay, so that's the details are not important for me. I'm not interested in Molech tonight so much. I'm interested in the Gemara saying that they used to have this activity on Purim, where the children would jump around the fire. Apparently, it was a Purim activity that we don't have anymore. If you look in source number 8, the Aruch, the Sefer Aruch was written on Rishonim, a slightly older contemporary Rashi. I think Rashi wants to place it close to the Aruch. The Aruch was like basically the first Talmudic dictionary. Basically, what the Aruch is, huh? The Nachum Bar. Oh, the Shita by Darshan is coming here. But the Shabbos. But then again, the Aruch is a famous work because it takes the words and phrases in Aramaic and gives you what it means in Hebrew and so on. So it's not simple, or Italian, Tamil, again, the Tanakh, more or less the time of Rashi. So the Tosfos call it more than the Rashi. Anyway, so the Sefer Aruch on Os Shin takes this Shoresh. Again, the word in the Gemara was Mishmarta de Purash, Shin Vav Resh, says the Aruch in source, a Purish Mishmarta base Kitzva, the jumping place. The word means jumping. And he Adam through Kofet, Omer Komasher. And so when he jumps, he says, I'm going to jump. Or being kofat, Omer Shavar, I did jump. Whatever. That katsun shiroza b'kritza korin shvara. Somebody who jumps around a lot, an acrobat, I don't really call him a shvara. Afilo ha'yayin, bizman shemahal achmes Omer kofat. The wine, it spoils, they say jump. We have an English expression, like jumps the gun. Right? To me, something happens earlier, so it jumps. Okay. The point is that it has to do with something with jumping. Continues the Aruch, Puraya Hein Yimei HaPurim. Listen to what he said. Minig B'chol Olam Kulo. The minig throughout the world. Shebachorim Osin Tzura Kidmus Haman. The kid makes some kind of a doll or a thing of artwork that looks like Haman. V'tolin Osal Gago Sehem Dalad V'hei Yomim. They would hang it from the rooftops 4 or 5 days before Purim. Uviyamei haPurim, and on Purim day, Osin Medura, they make a fire, a bonfire. Umaslichin Osatzur Osochas, they get burning in energy. That says the Aruch, that was a minute throughout the world. That a couple of days before Purim, the kid used to make some sort of a doll or some sort of a model of Haman, and on Purim night, they'd make a big fire, and they would throw these Haman and burn them in effigy, throw them into the fire. The Omdin Sviva was up, and they would sit, they would dance, they would stand around the bonfire and sing. The Eishon Tabasli B'socha Eishon Niklin V'kotzin Misari Ha'eishon Tara Eishon. And it would have some kind of a ring, it would jump through the ring, I guess a little dance that it would jump through. Osa Tabas Nikosh Mashra Tachomar Beis Kita, that's the would jump. So it's a fascinating thing. Okay, which is the shtick. Exactly. It sounds more like Lag Bomer. But again, this is the Aruch talking about Purim, and his language is Minig B'chol Olam. So apparently, Aruch seems to be saying that's what the Gemara doesn't spell it out. The Gemara just calls it Mashrak of the Puray. But the Aruch explains that's what the Gemara means. And this was apparently at one time a widespread practice on Purim to have to burn Haman in effigy and throw when they threw the model of Haman, the doll of Haman, into the fire, they would dance around. So this practice makes it into the Rishonim. Okay, correct. I'm just reading what it says. You take a look at source 9, that's the Sefer HaManhig, which is, again, from the Rishonim, a collection of Haggim. in Hilchos Megillah in Os Chof Zayin, quotes the Megillah story, and that's from Nissim Gal Mashenagu Kol Yisrael, also quoted. Lasos Meduros Gedolos Belele Hapurim, he says, for a night, the Kotzin Alayim, who was right to the Puyah, and Itmar B'Gemar, he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, again, an unusual original source, but that's the Gemara, again, I have to read the whole thing, we saw it in the Gemara, and they would jump around, Kach Matos, to the money, again, as a Rishon, has been practiced as well, similar to the art that they would make them, this is part of the poor night fun, was to burn Haman and effigy to dance around and sing by the fire. The Orchis Chaim as well, again another Rishon, Orchis Chaim, Orchis Megillah Purim, Os Mem Beis. Umashenagu Lasos Meduros Gedolos Beleil Purim, the minute was to make these big bonfires on Purim night, the Kotz Nalem, who Mishmar to the Purim, that's the Gemara means. And again, he quotes the same Gemara in Sanhedrin, so I don't have to read the whole Gemara, we skipped a couple lines. It says, Uminag Bebovel Uve Elam, and the minute in Bovel and Elam, different communities, Sha'os in Surat Haman, they would make a model of Haman, the soul and also would hang it, like we read the Ark, Uvi Yimeah, Purim, Osin Medur, then on Purim day, they would make a bonfire, Umashlichan Osin, so just like the Ark said, the Omdin Stream of Mizamen, and so on and so forth. So you have this again, it's not just one lone sheet of somewhere, quite a number of Rishonim mentioned. The Agudram, in his section of his Sefer on Purim, it's Amud Reish Tes, in the regular Agudram edition, he quotes with Kasub Ibn Ayarchi, that's a favorite of mine. Shenogin b'tsarfos uber provincia. He has a little bit different minute now. In the Kotev Yachim, shenogin b'tsarfos uber provincia in France and in Provence. Hatin minigatinokos lakachas avonim chalakim. Take flat stones. The lichtov aleim haman to write Haman's name on these stones. Uchshemazgir hatorei chamegila haman hey matishin zuozu limchol kishmo. So already he quotes the minute that's a little closer. Not this fire business, but the Avodah already quotes the minute that's close to what we do. They would take a stone to stones and write Haman's name, and they would clap the stones together when they would read the name of Haman. Shishun Shinemar, Vishem, Rishon, Yirtov. Okay, which we'll get to in a second. The Chenam of Avodah, Chimcha, Zecha, Molech, from this morning's land, Parsha Zohar, Afil, Mala, Eight, Mala, Vonim. Then he says, Kosub, Aruch, and then he brings this practice of the Aruch with the fire. So he brings it also, and again, we don't have to read the whole rest of it, but I quote the whole Aruch. So he links these two activities together. The Avudram apparently saying that one kind of may develop from the other. So the other Rishonim, the Aruch, the Manig, the Aruch HaTzayim, all mention this bonfire practice to burn Haman and effigy on the night of Purim and to dance around the bonfire. The Avudram mentions the practice of taking two stones and writing the word Haman on it. When they came up there in Haman, they would bang it together until eventually they bang it together enough times. The name fades, you know, from Haman to that to Hashem, Rishon, Yerkov. What's that a reference to? That's exactly what he's talking about. All right. To take a look in the Pasuk in Mishlei, which I quoted into his 12, Mishlei Parakud Pasuk Zayin. The first half of the Pasuk is more familiar to us. Zecher Tarek Leroha. The second half of the Pasuk is less well known. The Shame Rishon Yirkov. Zecher Tarek Leroha means you should remember Tarek Leroha. The Shame Rishon Yirkov, let the name of the Rosh Rak. Okay, so that's what the Avudron quote. Haman's name Rak. You bang it together enough times, the name disintegrates on the stone. Yeah. Different. Was what? Bronze, yeah. Yes, yeah, so there's some music that I quote it. It's true. I don't know. Well, let's see. Well, they will. They do quote it also. It's just not that dark. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. Oh. All right. Now, the Bavadram also, the Ravudram also quoted a Medrash. Okay? He says, look back in the second line of 11. I am Vechenu Medrash, I am Rashi Sofi Seite, where he says, Afilu Mela Eitim El Avonim. Now, our version of Rashi doesn't say that. If you look in 13, in Parshas Kisei, this morning's landing, Parshas Zohar, Parak Kafei, Parshas Yud Tes, of Torah, V'hara b'necha shum l'kech l'chom y'kalevech mislavi b'art, asher Hashem l'kech anot panach v'bisto, Timcha zecha amalek v'tach ha'at shumman v'ol tishkoch, Rashi there says in 14, Timcha zecha amalek m'isho ad isho me'ov ad yonim v'shor v'atzem, of Torah. Ashelo yeshem amalek nizka afilo al behema lomo behema zu shum shal amalek, Mishal Amalek. So it doesn't say anything about it. And I looked around a little bit. I can't say an exhaustive search. I didn't see anyone say, like, the Avudah says, Afilu al Eitim al Avonim. Maybe there's another version, or another maybe someplace that has that text. I just pointed out, he says to look in Rashi. He doesn't exactly say that in our Rashi's. But in any event, right, so, but the Avudah quotes, the Medrash says, Afilu al Eitim al Avonim. Our text doesn't have it, but okay, I'm just pointing it out. Now, you take a look, okay, I'm not arguing, but we just don't have that particular text. So take a look in source 15, actually, and that's, we'll see, we actually spoke about this earlier this year, Parsha Vayar Taka. There it says, in Bereshit Parak Yuches, Pasuk Yuzayin Yuches, Hashem Omar, this is right before Hashem tells Avram who's going to destroy stone. So it says, Hashem Omar Mechatzim, Avram Asher Niyoseh, Should I hide from Avram? It's a rhetorical question. Should I hide from Avram? I'm going to do certainly not. Avram, he's going to be a great person and people are going to bless through him. So what's going on there? So Rashi, why does that have to come in? I'm going to tell Avram what I'm going to do. So tell him, why do you have this other poster? Can Avram is going to be great? No, who cares? What's that relevant there? So Rashi, come in. Embraces Paragil Ches Posse Yuches 16. Rashi says, Avram, how do you hear? Midrash Agada Zechet Tanak Levocha. Oh, he's Kilo. Therefore, he mentioned Avram's name, so the proper thing, he mentioned Avram, give him a bracha, right? And the same is true in the reverse. Look in Parashas Lech Lecha, the same is true in the reverse. Perek Yud Gimel of Breishas, Pasuk Yud Beis. Avram Yashav Erech HaKenan, the Lot Yashav Erech Yikar Vayel HaStom. That's when Avram and Lot split up, because there wasn't enough grazing pasture for all the animals. They split up. Avram stayed in Canaan, Lot went to Nisdom. And right away he said, Yud Gimel, V'Anshei Dom, Ron V'Chatan HaShem Ha'od. The people of Sdom were wicked. So Rashi says in Parashas Lech Lecha, in 18, Lot lived anyway fine. Rabbi Senu Longo Mikan, Shane Rishon Yerkov again. The apostle is trying to tell us that Lot lived near Sdom. So who cares right now about the people of Sdom? That becomes relevant later. No. Same thing, like on the head and tail of the same point. Just like when we mentioned Avram's name, the tzaddik, he gave him right away a bracha. We mentioned Sdom, the Rishon, he gave him right away a bad reference. And that comes from the Gemara 19. The Gemara Yuma Lamech Chesam Beis. Right, similar. So take a look in the Gemara Yuma Lamech Chesam Beis. That's where Rashi gets it from. The 19. Omerle Ravina Lahuma Rabbanan Dehav Masadar Gadot Kamei. Ravina said to one of the Rabbanan, who was an expert in Drush, Minoham Milso the Omer Rabbanan Zechet Tzadik Yibrocha. Where does this idea Zechet Tzadik Yibrocha come from? So Omerle, what do you mean? It's a Pasuk. Zechet Tzadik Yibrocha. It's a Pasuk in Mishlei. What's the question? She says, all right, okay. So he answers, no, we don't write some Manali. I want to know, is there a remnant? Sorry, we have a possible story. We don't write some Manali. He says, Dixir, Hashem Omer Chasim Avram Hashem Yosef, Dixir, Avram Ha'il, God got over some, right from this, you took in Parshas Vayir, it's Rashi that says, in Yul HaMachas, in Beis 20, the Chevon, she hit Kir Shmo, Bercho, the Somech Lev, Avram Ha'il, Yiv, and Gomer. And the same thing, then he asked him, we know how Milsa, Omer Rabban, Shem, Rishon, and Yerkov, where do we see this name of Russia should rap? Amalei, what do you mean? Don't see the shame of the same thing. The pasuk, the same thing. Oh, with the right from the one. Is there a remnant to that in the Torah? And he answered, yes. The chesiv ayel ayel adom chesiv anshei dom roim v'chatam l'shem ma'od. So it's interesting. The medrash and the brachos rather there in Parshas Vayera. It's also in Yerushalmi. It's also in Esther Rabba actually, but I printed it here from brachos Rabba 21. Parsha men testim and aleph. V'Hashem amam v'chatam yavrom that pasuk. Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach Zechet Tzadik Yibrocha V'Shem Rishon Yerkov. Rabbi Yitzchak connected it just like the Gemara, and he says, "Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Yisrael Mazkir Tzadik Neim Yibrocha Over Nasei." A strong language. If you mention the Tzadik, you don't give a bracha. It's almost like you're over Nasei. My time is Zechet Tzadik Yibrocha, and the same thing on the other side. The Kol Yisrael Mazkir Tarosha and Makala also Over Nasei. My time of Shem Rishon Yerkov is gone. And in that context, a few lines later, the Medrash says, "Rab Rechiv Rechol Mishum Mishmul Banachmalus Nezu Binosam." Kishayam Nagiel Apostle Kazeh, which I meant to print in 22, it's the paragraph of Esther Apostle Paul. When they came to this Pasuk in the Megillah, Asher Aglon, Yerushalayim, Imagolah, right? That's one of the Pesukim we learned in the Eichat Shlach when Mordechai is introduced. Okay? Look in 22, but Esther paragraph Pasuk Hey, Mordechai is introduced, Yishehuda, Ayab, Yerushalabira, Ushmo Mordechai Ben Yarb, and Shemekish Yishemini. The next Pasuk says, Asher Aglon, Yerushalayim, that this Mordechai was exiled from Yerushalayim together with the Golos of Yechonia. So back to the Medrash, Rechin, Chelbo, and so on. When they came to that pasuk, and you mentioned Nebuchadnezzar, that's that pasuk again. Asher Hagla, Asher Hagla, Nebuchadnezzar. Well, I mentioned Nebuchadnezzar. So as soon as they mentioned the name of Nebuchadnezzar, they would say, Omar, Haba Omar, Nebuchadnezzar, Shchik Atom. Let his bones rot. That's what they would say when the people in the audience, these Rabbanim. Okay, hold on, but that's what these Rabbanim would say. One second. Apparently not. Hold the thought. But these are Rabbanim, I'm just reading what it says in the Medrash. But when they came up to that pasuk and there was a reference to Nebuchadnezzar, they would say, Nebuchadnezzar shik atzom. Then the Medrash says, well, Allah came to Yirmiyo. In Sefer Yirmiyo, and many of the Haftaras, by Vayir and Bona, Nebuchadnezzar didn't mention how to find that either, because Allah Nebuchadnezzar shakos to Yirmiyo chai haba. At that time, Nebuchadnezzar was still alive. But by the time he's referenced in the Megillah, he was already dead. Anyway, Rom Acha Meisava. And now, in addition to that, Rav Kihava Motei LaHaman B'Purim. Rav's practice when he came up to the name of Haman on Purim, Amar Orer Haman VeOrer Banav LeKayim Hashem Emah B'Shem Rishon Yerkam. Rav, aside from these other rabbanim who would mumble something by the name of Nuchanetza, Rav, when Haman's name came up in the Megillah, would say, Arur Haman, okay, and Arur and Banav, because it says Hashem, Rishon, Yirkov. So we see that this pasuk, Hashem, Rishon, Yirkov, we put it all together so far. Again, we started with this unusual or unfamiliar practice of the bonfires, okay, on Purim night, that they would throw, burn Haman an effigy and dance around. Then we move to the clap and bang of the stones together by the name of Haman. Here we see that some Amoraim, Tamarim, and so on, when they would come to the name of Nuchadnezzar, they would say let him Rav, and they would come to the name of Haman, Rav would say, Arur Haman. Okay, now, huh? Oh, you're sorry. Yes, the Maharal and Prat, yes, that's, and Prat, no, not for now, yes. Yeah, no, I say,
for
also for Russia, yeah, and I can yeah, we don't do it. Okay. Let's see. So I just want to mention something else. You look in that pasuk in 22 when we get with Esther, right? Mordechai is introduced as Ish Yehudi, and then he's from Shevet Binyamin, right? It says the end Ish Yemini, right? This Yehuda Binyamin. So Yehudim was a more generic name, but anyway, he's called Mordechai Ben Yor Ben Shimi. Now, it doesn't mean that that's, by the way, in order. It could be, but he was a descendant of someone named Shimi. Shimi, we know from earlier in Tanakh, Shimi ben Gera, but we know cursed David HaMelech at one point. And then we look in Shmuel Bey's Perkei Tes 23, afterwards, Shimi ben Gera felt dead. You know, he tried to apologize. This is when David is running away from Absalom, so Shimi cursed him. And so he comes and asks David for forgiveness. And Avishai ben Tzruya, Shmuel Bey's Perkei Tes plus 4 Bey, Avishai ben Tzruya, Vayan Avishai ben Tzruya, Vayan Avishai ben Tzruya, Vayan Avishai ben Tzruya, you're not going to execute Shimi for cursing the anointed one of God. He deserves. He publicly cursed you, and he deserves, and threw stuff at you, and so on. Embarrassed you, and so on. But he deserves the death penalty. And David said, no. However, David, do I have to execute another Jew? No, he wouldn't do it. He swore he wouldn't. Later on, he called the Tzad Shmuel to take care of this. But in the meanwhile, he didn't kill him. So the Yalkut of Shimoni there in Shmuel Beis, says, Hayom you must eat. Raw David Baruch HaKodesh. David did not want to execute Shimi ben Gera just then and there, because Raw David Baruch HaKodesh, Adam only remembered what he lost of Shul Gedol of Nikra Ishudi. Because he knew that Baruch HaKodesh, as it was going to be one day a descendant from this Shimi, he was going to be a major player in a great Yeshua, of course, referring to Mordechai. Rishchusel Nitzal, and I'm going to call David, I thought he felt this Shimi, Bishul Shioli, the Fasadik. You say Shimi at this point is going to give birth to a tzaddik. Therefore, I call him Ish Yehudi, even though David was from Yehuda. My David is from Shevet Yehuda. I call him Ish Yehudi because only because of you that he ended up being born, even though he was technically from Shevet Binyamin. Anyway, and again, Al Zemem, Al Zeche, Tzaddik Rivocha, Zem Mordechai, Veshem, Rishon, Yirkov, Zem Haman, Vechaveiro. This may be also mentioned. Zeche, Tzaddik Rivocha, Zem Mordechai, Shem, Rishon, Yirkov, Zem Haman, they should all go out of way. So the Sefer Amanik elsewhere, look in 25, the Sefer Amanik in Hilchos Megillah Os Yuchet quotes the following. Umashe Omar Genovo Bitsorfos Achar Kriyas HaMegillah, the minig in France after Megillah reading, and we do that too, is Lomar Arur Haman, we do that in Shoshanat Yaakov, right? Arur Haman in Shoshanat Yaakov, Arur Banav, Baruch Mordechai Brucha Esther, that was an old minig as well. That's what the Amanik quotes the minig in France after Megillah to Arur Haman. And he quotes Yushalmi and Megillah and the Gracious Rav, they're in the same medrash that we just mentioned. The Rav would say, Arur Haman, and you also say Harvona, and then he also quotes the Chimati Lahai Pasuk, Asher Hagim Buchanetzer, Shem Yochanan, Sir Chomer, Buchanetzer, Chok Hatzomus, and so on, he should right away. So you see, and again, this practice also was widespread to say, at least to say, Arur Haman when you heard his name. And then at the top of the next page, Rav Cain. Therefore, again, he links all this together. Minig hatinokos with tzarfos of the Provencia, the minig of the little kids in France and in Provence, lakachat haluke anachos stones from the book, the lichtov aleim haman, umakishin zu al zu, kishahakore mazkir haman. The kids would clap bricks together, and here he doesn't say again it's for the noise, it says because of the name of Haman on it, v'shem rishon yirkov, and that's Ibn Yarchi. Yarchas chaim, huh? Oh, very good. Hold that thought too. Very good. Very good. Hold on. Okay. Although it's interesting, if you look at the was language there in the Imanic, rather, the Keshakori Mazkir Haman Verisho, maybe only when Haman is describing the girl doing something bad, as opposed to just talking or talking to his wife. But okay, that's what it says over there. And Yochas Chaim, again, Yochas Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Nichus Megillah Pur, Os Mem Aleph, 26. Yochas Chaim, right? Also, Mashenog, Bavan, Tzavitzopa, Shalokim, Anor, Chaluk, Yavon, Mechosim, Aleyan, Haman, Matishan, Zel, Gavzel, Mazafir, Rishem, Rosham, Yirka. But also, he adds not just Rishem, Rosham, Yirka, but rather, Luchsi, Kimocho, Elech, Azech, Amalek. We're erasing it. That's exactly what the Bible of Amalek says also. And the Sefer Minhag, there's other Sefer Minhagim around. So this is the Sefer Minhagim of Yitzchak, Avraham Klausner, in Simon Pebez, Oses 27. Hagov, Ani Asofer, the writer, I, this author, heard, Shamati, Shalakach Makishin al Avonim, here's why we do it. The Kaimalam Kalamazkir, Tzarek Tzarek Levachov, Velomar Zecha Tzarek Levachov, the Kalamazkir, as a Rosh Tzarek Lekal, Velomar Shem Rishon Yirgov. The Atah, look what he says, Kishamazkir, and it's Mordechai, and you mentioned Mordechai, oh, you asked that question. Apparently they did. Omer Hatzibur Velachas Dechet Tzadik Lerodot. That's what it says. Not loud, but the third, but say at least quietly. What's the Ukshamas? Well, he says though. Kishamas Kirin Shem Haman, Omer Shem Shom Yirkov. Now, what that got to the stones? Look what he says. Umishum, the Ein Hanarim Yodim Omer Shem Shom Yirkov. The kids, the little kids, that's a hard phrase. Shem Shom, they don't know that part of it. So therefore, Nagwa Avos Bulangam, the parents train the kids. Before they're old enough to mumble the shame of Shon Yirkov, they would say, "No, go over to the Hakish Babon and Kishmas Kirin Oto. Take stones and make noise. Loma Yirkov Shmom and Askiro." That's the shame of Rabbi Menachem, that's all that exactly what. So, in other words, the Sefer Menachem, Rabban Klausner, is, Rabban Klausner, right, that the minute of the kids to bang is because they don't know the shame of Shon Yirkov. The 2-year-old can't say that. Or a 6-year-old even probably can't say that, but he can bang. Okay?
Can
you say
that it's possible to
learn the
Megillah
that they
have to?
Okay.
Is it possible that
they can still learn? Okay, well, let's see. We'll get there. In this, Rabban Klausner had a Talmud called Turner and his Sefer Minhagim 28. Hagos Minhagim Purim Osnun A. He has a different thing. The Tiknu B'Shila Tinokos sounds like Pesach night. The Tiknu B'Shila Tinokos Kedei Shelo Yishnu. You want to have something for the kids to do, they shouldn't fall asleep during the Gilead, especially this year, the clocks will change. Yeah, it sounds like a Pesach issue, right? Today, Sha'af Heim Chav Mikra Megillah, the Hanor Hagen Vahag Nor Mahakish, Kitzokar Haman, Bishua Tinoko, Sha'en Yodim Lomar Shem Rishon Yirkov, same thing, Ki Yuchiv Lomar Ki Rishon Yirkov, Moshe, that's a Chiv. Inami, look what he says here, a nice remnant. It says in the Chumash, by Vahaya in Bin Hakot HaRasha, right? Sof Tevos Haman, Sof Ein Tevos, Vahaya in Bin, No, v'haya im bin. No, so, that's the point. So v'haya im bin is sofer tevis haman. So, all right, v'haya ends with a hey, im ends with a mem, ben ends with a nun, v'haya bin ends with a nun. Hakos harasha. V'haya haman, hakos are your bank. They have an interesting remnant there. Now, the Shibboleth Aleket, also again one of the Rishonim, in Simon Reish, writes as follows. Matzah 29, Matzahsim v'shem Rabbeinu Shlomo. I'm not sure whether that's Rashi or somebody else. So that's al yesh mekomros. Because you asked before, someone said, when exactly do you do this? It doesn't say. Looks like so far as whenever the Baal Koreh says Haman. However, the Shmuelek has a little different. He says, Yesh Mekom Shomim Achar HaBrocha Piyut Noeh. Many people have the practice, as we do, to say a beautiful Piyut Asher Heini on the morning of Shoshana Yaakov. Could go on Asher Heini. The Omer Baruch Mordechai Brucha Esther Or Haman Arur Zeresh. Right? Umakin viragleihen, you bang your feet, oh Evan, and Mashapim Sarah, Pasapats, whatever, Kishonim Sheva Haman the Zeresh. In other words, when do you make the noise? Not during the Megillah reading. But during the Pius, that takes the Heftik problem away, right? During the Pius, after Megillah reading, you say, you know, was Aurora Haman, right? So when you say that, that's when you bang. That's
the requirement.
Right, unless you want to argue with the requirement, because it's not, you know, it's in that time frame, as long as we know once we're covered. Right, that's another problem. Just like my Avraham doesn't say good. Once, it covers a lot of things. Right, he's saying it's not like every single time Avraham is entering the Chumash, generally you do it. So that's what Shmuel Aleket says, this whole practice of banging with the feet or stones or banging against the pot to make noise. That's, you know, Shabbat Shabbat and praise and Kodesh Baruch Hu, who mentions the Psukim, that was done after the Megillah reading, during the Pius. In fact, the Maharil, source 30, the Maharil, and his Minhagim, it was Purim Os Yudeis, the Talmud who was writing up the Maharil, cried, V'lchein hei banti bo shalo hayamakit, Vahakos Haman Kimetek. It was a Yekka, you know. So he doesn't want to make it. The Yekkas don't buy Haman, do they? No, I don't think so. I'm presuming because it's Maril. Right? The Yekkas, I think, Ali Amazir, do not bang by Haman, and presumably because it is Maril. Maril wasn't. The Yekkas follow very strictly, I don't know, everything, but follow many of them in Hogan the Maril, was a major figure in the. Maril was an Ashka. So the again, I think many of the Yekkas in Hogan are based on the Maril, and based on this Maril, probably that's what comes with. But he was. So you see, it wasn't exactly an absolute thing, different than Hogan. They show say, it's in the tough race, Saturday Baruch Chaim, to the Beis Yosef on a tour. He writes, Kosta Baruch Chaim, he quotes the Baruch Chaim, right? And that the kids would bang, and he said, little minute, Gazay, Yeh Shorish Ma'adoda, like the Rudram says, it's rooted in the Midrashim and so on. And again, B'Shem Rishon Yerkov. And he writes, very important, the last line of 31, Lachain Ein Lehalig Al HaMinhagim. Don't make fun of Minhagim. Kilo Lachinam Nikbo. They weren't established for nothing. Even though it looks a little, maybe it's babyish, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. They show them, right? Don't make fun. Ein lahalik alam and hugim. Kilo lechinam mitbu. The Ramon and Dr. Moshe there, some Tokhari Sari Ozdalin, quotes the Avudram. Again, we saw it already. I quotes the Maharil, who wasn't so mastered on this. I quotes the Beis Yosef, Rosh Chaim did it. He quotes the whole Aruch. He quotes all the Shitas. Again, majority of whom did have some sort of practice. Everybody does give deference to Maharil, but Maharil was not makbid on this practice. In the Shulchan Aruch, that's how we started. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but some of them did mention bang your feet, but you're right. Some did quote bang your feet, but the origin was that. Correct. The question is what developed. But yeah. In the Shulchan Aruch, what's that?
Some people
are on the shoes also, yeah. So this minute does make it into the Shulchan Aruch. Or Chaim in the top where he started to Yud Zayin 33. He quotes the Mechaber again, the Yud Zayin, very stiff from Minhagim. He quotes the minute to fold up the Megillah like an Igeret. You know, the Baal Kari folds it in, you know, over towards the nuisance because the Megillah's wrapped up all year, so it's very hard. You know, but anyway, the minute is to fold it like an Igeret, the Harasaneis, and then you wrap it up again. And he quotes, the Ramon mentions the minute to say certain psukim out loud, the four psukim, and fine. And then three lines into 33 towards the end. Oh, kasu shenagwa kinokos latur tzurat haman la'etim avonim. Oh, lichto, oh, or lichto b'shem haman alayim. Ulakosim zelzeh kadeh shim chashmol derech machotim chazeh hamalik, b'shem shab yirkav, umizeh, and here's exactly this your point, the Ramon writes, b'shtar b'ev haminet shemakim haman kishakor megillah v'esaknet. Here, came the general minute just simply to make noise when they would mention Haman's name in Shul. And he also adds, like the Beis Yosef, Ein Levato Shuminah, don't jump around getting rid of Minhagim, Kilo Lechinam Hukbu. They weren't fed to nothing. The Maram Sheikh has a tshuva, my version, discussing with Mr. Rozlinski, that my version doesn't have the Maram Sheikh, which is the new one to do. I don't know why the old ones don't, but huh? Yeah, I think I'll get. Anyway, so I'll take my work over the meanwhile. The Maral Shik is in Chelek Yerodeis and Reish Tez Zayin towards the end. So he quotes about the Maharil, because, you know, the Maharil was a major poker. He wasn't worried about this. So he discusses, someone said, well, I'm already in Zayin, but it's in Reish Tez Zayin of Chelek Yerodeis, in the Tshuvas of the Maral Shik. So he says, well, maybe it's something to just make the Maharil himself wouldn't do it, because the meaning of the kids, that's what the, in other words, yeah, the Maharil didn't bang himself, but their kids did. But then he goes on to say, no, it appears that he didn't care about it so much because Maril was the Baal Kori. Maril, by the way, many of the, Maril was a chazan. We know that. In fact, I think it's assumed that many of the standard nusach tunes that we use, let's say for Shabbos and for Yontif, for Yom Narah, you know, we have different tunes, right? So Yontif, you know, we say, El Ba Shalom, that's a standard Yontif tune, or Yom Narah, okay, Narah. I think they say that many of these were composed by the Maharil. He's saying the Minhagim of Malashkanak. But in every case, he was a Baal Kori, he was a Baal Tzivos. So the Maharim Shik says, well, maybe it didn't mean that the Maharil didn't do it. He didn't even wait. He didn't even encourage the kids to do it. Because one of them would die. Yeah, the Maharil himself didn't bang, because all those Rishonim were talking about, the kids did it. He wasn't a kid. That's why he didn't do it. But the Maharim Shik rejected. Okay, just a side point. Back to the sources. The Mogad Avram, that same Siman Tov for Yisrael 34, Sivkot Chafala says Shenago Atinokos Ulevush Kasa Rishah Shomer Haman Yomar Shem Rishon Yerkav. The Ulevush Kasa, and they, like those other Rishonim, they should actually say the word Shem Rishon Yerkav. And he says, take a look in that Medrash Rabbah by Nebuchadnezzar, which we quoted before, that they would say something by his name as well. And you look in the Levush itself, or Chaim Sim Tov Bar Yisrael, 35, he says, Kisha Kore Kore Shem Haman, Yomar HaShomei HaShem Yisham Yirkov. And the dog and the kinokos as well, the kids make noise and so on, and that's where they write Haman's name on wood, or they would bang it, or whatever they do. He also mentions that, Bin HaKos HaRosh HaSobri Tavis, etc. And he also says, Ein Levato Shuminik, and so on. The Mishnah Berurah in 36 in the Shara Tzion, the Mishnah Berurah in Os Nun Zayin, right, in the Shara Tzion, he did not bring this Morgan of Rome in the name of Levush at all to actually say those words. That's what you're getting at about this. So we get to here it is. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shara Tzion, Hine lo het hati, in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes in the Shara Tzion, that's the footnote. He says, Hine lo het hati, Mashaydi Morgan of Rome, the Shema Levush. I didn't want to quote in the Mishnah Berurah that which the Mother, all quotes from the bush. Shaya Omer Shemesh from Yirka Beis for someone. The Afkin name of the Zelo Choshev Heftig, even if you want to argue that it's not a Heftig, Mishum Dumiyana Shayom, it's part of the, it's not exactly talking about baseball or some other unrelated thing. It's part of the Megillah, Kedibuch was also the Gimel. Still, Al Koponim Yuchal, it's small from the Kilful Dar. Could go from the whole people, this one's talking, that one's people start talking in the car. Shalom Yishma Oz, and not only that, but Shalom Yishma Oz, Eze Tevos Minashas. Well, you're saying this. Meanwhile, the Balkari goes on, you didn't hear those words, folks, everyone in the Gila. Shalom Yeshma Oz, but Pierce in the Gila. 1 second. It's a chain tov, Shalom Lomar Kal. Therefore, Mishapur, it's better not to say those words at all. Well, Shafainstein has a children, 37, Igros Moshe, Arachim, Chelek Aleph, Tim Kup, Sadi Beis. He was asked this question by Rafan Greenblatt. The Inyan Lahavtik Lomar Shem Rishon Yerkel Kishkar Hamra Kris Megill the Purim wrote the Shula on Purim. I guess that Moshe is able to do that. Wrote the Shula on Purim. The Purim Tesh, he died the day before. Yeah. But this is before. Anyway, Tavshin Tesh Lomar, 1955. Okay, anyway. So he asked the Kasha and the Lagush, what about the Hepsik issue? And I mean, maybe it is Minyan Kriyas HaMegillah. So he discusses it and he refers to that Sharafian thought. And he says that the Raya from the previous, the Mishra wanted to bring, wasn't such a necessary the greatest Raya. And maybe Lavush holds that you see that it's the quote that Yerushalmi that we mentioned, we quoted from the Medrash, the same thing, that they would say by Nebuchadnezzar. Anyway, he says, the Rosh and others say all that, like we said before, all that talking was after the Megillah, when you can, and the Pius, the Shoshana, Shoshana Diago, that's when they said it, not during the Mikra Megillah, and therefore the Rosh also concludes, the last couple of words, Lachain, the Suffolk, Ulayasa Tov, Shalolom, right there. The Suffolk is better. Not to say it. That's how Moshe writes as well. In the Kaf HaChaim, which is the, I don't know who this is. Okay, the Kaf HaChaim from the Sardin, the Sardin is supposed to say, in that same Siman Tokrei Sadi, in O's, Kuf Yud Aleph, also writes, O Kosu Shinogu Kino Uvelvush, Kosu Yukosu Levush, that Kuf Yud Aleph, Kuf Yud Aleph. He quotes that same Levush, that they would say the Shemer Shom Yirka from the Ola Abram, and he writes also, the Lo Ra'isi Nogin Kei. I've never seen anybody do that. We don't see that practice. The Efar Esra Mitnei Shulachatila ain't lahasik. That's a hasik issue. Even though it's, and not only that, we also mentioned the concern that maybe you won't hear other words from the Megillah. So the Kapachayim assumes like that lahalacha also. Well, I came across it's interesting that the Sefer called Mimuke Orachayim, which has the practice from the Chasidei Munkach, the Minchas Elohim, the Minchas Elohim, the previous the Munkach Rebbe. So from before the war, so Minchas Elohim has the Sefer Mimuke Orachayim. And on this same scene, the Tofrei study the cotton base, he quotes this, Shikanta, the Hefzik is not a Hefzik whole thing. And he mentions, the Shomati Belachash, I heard privately from my father, and I don't know where I'm going, because that's the Dark Yitzhuba. Dark Yitzhuba Nerodea is the father of the Mechas Elozes. He says, I heard my father say, Omer Achar Kriyoso, Vayitu Es Haman, Ala Eifu Hamat HaMelech Shachocha. That's probably where the first sentence, I think. Right, that after Haman was hanged, so Haya Omer Belachash, he would say quietly the pasuk from Shiras Devorah, Shoftim Perakei Pasuk Hafalav, Kain Yovdu Kalev Hashem. May all your enemies perish. He would say it quietly. The Hidyon Li Kizeh Minig Avosam Agon Makdosh Dorach Hador. That was a private minig. They sent from the Bnei Yisrael. That goes back to the Bnei Yisrael. So they would say that pasuk. Okay. Again, the average person doesn't do that, but we have that practice, so to speak, on the book, huh? Yeah, only afterwards, right. Now the Chidah, which I have either listed in the Machzik Brocha, and this is the same Siman in Tafresh, I'm sorry, the Kuntres Achron, the Kuntres Achron, it's Arachayim. in the top reish pei zayin, to cotton olive, he says, Yesh l'smol, b'chol kut l'shol osim rash, u'pris, m'gol ha'machim ha'homon, and so on. He made such a racket, and so on and so forth. And he says, what's the, a totally different reason. He says, what's the reason? He says, because it's a form, believe it, a totally different reason. It's a form of prisume nisa. Well, probably, what are we saying? Because now we're sitting in Golos, I saw in a certain Tom Pocham wrote, Shechachash Atam Shero Chazal Orech HaGolos. Obviously, this practice developed over the years. And we started off with some bonfire that the Gemara talked about. And then now we have a whole different practice, and it developed over the years. So the Kiddur writes that it developed because we're afraid that some other king is going to come and he's going to make Zeres like Zeres Haman. And therefore, we make a big fuss with a simcha out in the streets and so on, as if to say, don't start up with us, because the same thing will happen to you one day. Look how we're celebrating now. You know, it's like a warning. And it's supposed to be together. And so you should take musa from this, not to start up with the Jews. The different reason. I don't know. We don't have to bang too much out in the streets, but that's what the Chidor says. The Chassam Sofer, which the Chassam Sofer in his Hagos to the Shulchan Aruch, brings another reason. Again, this is all in Aruch Chaim, in the top verse style, on this practice of banging by Haman, which again is in the Ramah, and it's in the Beis Yosef, although not in the Mechaber. Anyway, the Chassam Sofer, you have it here, right? Here it is.
On the page?
Chassam Sofer's been on the page, yeah. So he says, top verse style, yes. He writes, he doesn't have it. He just says, nearly hatam, another reason, laharish ulevalda os hanashom, shelo yishmu shem zeh hamoche ha'agog. He says, basically, you shouldn't even hear the name. That's all he says. It's one hagog on the page of the Chassam Sofer. We should blot out the name. Now, he doesn't explain. I was wondering, what does he mean by that? Then you're missing, you're not going to hear it. Exactly. So what's going on here? He obviously have to hear it, but you're not supposed to hear it. So what does he mean? So I came across a reference to a sefer collection of Shulis called Shalos Shulis Mili the Avos. I saw a reference to a sefer. I'm not familiar with the sefer. It's obviously a Talmud of some sort. I went to the YU library, had it in the basement. I had to go dig it up. But eventually I brought it and I got a copy. It's on those one looking. Find it on Hebrew books, whatever. So, yeah, this is not a Perek Avos. This and it's not the tradition. It's Aruch Chaim Siman Yud Chel Gimel Siman Yud Gimel. He has a different reason. I'll say he says. The Shamati b'derech hov and zemipi Adoni Moav Rabbi Akon or Moshe Sofer. That's all. And maybe that's what he means. He says the reason we bang, he says, is because actually, really, you know, it's a strange thing, right? We're supposed to obliterate the name of Amalek. Why does anybody know Amalek? Because the Jews talk about it. We would be quiet. No one ever heard of Amalek or Homo. I mean, people only know about it because of us. The mitzvahs are blotted out. Now, what do? We keep them on the corner. Right? So says the Chassam Sofer, that's what this new dog was called, the Chassam Sofer like that, that he says, so that's, we have no choice. You have to read the Megillah. Yeah? But we bang by Homer, so we don't really want to keep the name alive, right? We're trying to blot it out. We have no choice. That's what he says. Exactly. He says, you have a hechret, that's his lashon. There's a hechret to say the name, the, we have to read the Megillah. What are we going to do? Okay? Nonetheless, and we want to show that we don't really care about the name. So we got sort of clever. Yeah, okay. Okay. Anyway, that's what the Sefer Mili D'Avos says. The Kapachayim in Os Kuf Chet, okay, says a different interesting thing. Says a different thing. He says, I guess this is Api Kabbalah a little bit. He quotes. No, the Kapachayim, all these things are not in the computer, so they have to trust me. That's why I brought the song. Anyway, the Kapachayim and Os Kuchet has another reason. He quotes all the things we mentioned. He says, the Tam Shemakim Hom Rukhis HaMegillah, Maragila B'Pumayu, people have, they say, the Inshi, Haman, the Haman, by the Inshi, the Haman Lokir Makatal, the Chol Shana B'Shana B'Kehenna. Every poor when people bang, he's getting touched. Every time somebody bangs, Haman gets beaten up in Gehenna. Okay, so that's another reason why we do it. Okay, take it again. That's somewhat of, I guess, a mystical kind of comment. But every time you learn Rashi, it goes up. That's the same idea. Huh? Let's fifth up of those. Second, right. So this is the reverse, I guess. This is the reverse. Like Kavachayim quotes that every time you bang the Haman, it's like he gets slapped in the face. Okay, that's what he mentioned. The, yeah. If you take a look back on the sheets for a moment, and the next source on the sheets is 38, the Mate Moshe, again, the Ruli says, Kosta Baruch Chaim, Kishamazki or Akorishim, Homer, the bottom of the Nakshat, you know, the whole practice, as mentioned, and he says that as an early source, and he mentioned another thing. You look on the third line, Mocho Emche, the Gematria, the Homer. I like that, okay? Therefore, it also is not to make the fun. I also mentioned Bin Hakos Arosha, so you have that over there. One or two other earlier sources for this, the Siddur of Yaakov Emden, the Beit Yaakov. Yaakov Emden, his sitter, in the Purim section, where he has a collection of demon, Kriyas HaMegillah, you notice your Gimel, he mentions, the Nogim lift of Shem Haman Haitz and Akeshav Kedeshim Shmo, and he quotes the source, and he says, Ishgachti Adoni Mori Harav, that's the Chan Tzvi. Yaakov Emden was the son of Chan Tzvi, so he says, Ayamakev Rokeb Raglo, the Tofef the Sandolo Kedeshim 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 Kedeshim. He mentioned that he would just stamp with his feet a little bit. That was the practice. Didn't have rock, didn't have Haman's name. That's with the bang with his feet. That's how the Yaakov Emden writes. And now, exactly when do you do it? So I have here, there's also another collection in Hogan of the community of Vermeiser of Worms, okay, Kil Kadosh of Vermeiser. So now it's Reish Yud Ches. They write the practice, at least in Vermeiser, was the Ein Makin Haman B'chol HaMegillah. They wouldn't make whatever they would do with the rocks, with the feet, whatever they did. And Ramayza, the practice is not to do it throughout every time Haman's name came on Haman Gilbert, but rather, Rat Tisha Omrim, Vayako, Ayahudim, Adsof, Aseris, and Haman. When the tables turned and the Jews began to defeat Haman, from that point on, then they would do it. Okay? And through the hanging of the Aseris, and Haman. In other words, they didn't do it from the very first time you had Haman's name mentioned at the very beginning of the Megillah. That they didn't do. In fact, the Makor Chayim, this is a Makor Chayim from the author of the Chavos Yoreh. True, that he also lives in Vermeidus, and his Hilchos Megillah, the Tar Simon, in Tofrei Sadi, in Sukkot and the Dalit, he mentions, the Kilkal of Vermeidus, Ein Makim, Rav Kishimagim, Levayako, Yehudit. Okay? And he says some people and women, they would stamp with their feet and so on, whatever the different minhagim are. But again, it's not on every single pasuk, and it's only at certain points. And you look through. Right. Correct. So let's look. Take a look at the next one. That's the next. That's the next source. Oh, yeah. Take a look at the Ben Ishtai. Next source 39. Okay, and in his Parshas Tetzava, in the non-leap year, Parshas Tetzava is the Shabbos for Purim. So that's the Zilchus Purim section. Oz Yud. Kosta Magon Yavich. First, he quotes the document. We mentioned that his father, the Chamsi, did what he did. Fine. With his feet. Ani Rabbi Lahatos Praglahatos Praglaim Mishem Haman Harishon Akosta Pasuk. The Ben Ishchai, his practice was the first time and the last time. So you see already different than how exactly when, I guess nowadays, that's why most places around here do everything, but you saw that some people do it only at the end, some people do it only the first time and the last time. Again, there are different, you see that there are different practices. In fact, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, this is in the section, it's not in the Hostophus, okay, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the first Baba Shred of Baba Tanya, he writes, Makin Haman Ezit Ta'amim Meshach Akriya, they would bang by Haman, I don't know if the Baba Shreds do now, exactly, but what it says here in the Hostophus, in the Hichus Purim section, in the Hage Purim section, at the back of Chelik, Orachaim in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Makin Haman Ezit Ta'amim Meshach Akriya, the Mokum Shinizkebe is a Tawar, when he's mentioned like, with a description like Haman ben Mahandosa Agodi, okay, or Haman Hora Hazeh, whenever there's some adjective or something else besides his name, that's when their meaning was the bang. A different, again, a different take on it from the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Kitzur Shalom, in his section, when Mesechus Megillah writes, that his practice was Einan Mashkich and Kol. He says the problem, okay, because people make so much noise. I'll read the whole thing. I can change it. Yesh Limchos. He thinks he should object to people because it's too much kolos rosh. It becomes a little crazy, and it does in some places. Some banging and noise. Listen, he writes over here. Yeah, it's hard for people to hear the Megillah, and some people Yesh Yishuv in some place Shemorim Ba'afar Hasrefa. They take like gunpowder, right? Shakorim Pulver. stuff, the powder, whatever. Sometimes. Okay, pulverize, yeah. The ain't, and they make noise, the ain't effort, man, more, and nobody objects on. And some people help their kids do it, and they can't hear the Megillah, and he therefore says, even if you're going to make noise, ain't lahakos kol makom shis gahaman, eladafka b'mapaloso, only when things go bad for him. Okay, low commotion, I'll give the kilos to dolos and so on, not like other kilos. Again, you see already different practices in different places. There's a paper called Nitei Gavriel by a contemporary Palmachal Gavriel Skinner. It has a many, many different subjects. So on the Sefer on Purim, in Perek Mem Vov, in the Aruch of Gimel, he quotes, again, different in Hagim. The Minigin Lita was only by, I would say, mentions both Haman Ben Hamdasa. Okay, he quotes that's Minig Chabad, Vision, et cetera. You want to go through, tells you all the Hagim. That's what he does in the Sefer. And he quotes those who are dissatisfied with it because they make so much noise and so on. Anyway, so again, you see that there are different hugs. Just to move to some of the other issues, so we take a look next source, now back to the sheet, 40, the Aruch HaShulchan, right? And he says, Sinan Tafri Saris, Sinan Gimel, Haminik Shatanukas Makis, Haman, and so on. He says, Haminik Kadmon, but he says, Ach Yizaru, don't overdo it. Lebli, Lahakos, the Kolos, the Eitzin, Gedolim, Mevalbo, and Hamagillah. Okay, people make it act like fools and the schoch, the coolest. They ain't showing me chol, well. People can't hear the Megillah properly. And therefore, he says, if it's not possible, make a private minyan in your house and finish. The shul is too crazy, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, no one can hear it. Now, if Chav Dalet, he does say this meaning of putting Haman on Eitz and Mavonim, and that's what extends in Baramor, extends it to other banging. And he says, he also writes on the third line of Sif Chav Dalet, Minig Mahakos Kishimaskir and Haman Ben Andosa Agoti. The whole phrase, and not just the name Haman by itself. So again, different Minhagim, so you shouldn't make fun of Minhagim. I guess that's from bad things come from a snake. That's all. So therefore, when you trace his lineage back, that's what you make. Probably, yeah. Okay, now, well, that relates to poor Muslim, yeah. Haman and Atom and I, good could be. Okay, I'm not sure. In 41, the Shalom, the Sefer Megillah, and Tarek and Mitzvah, okay? He says, Mitzvah Kriyas HaMegillah Chamura. Mitzvah is a very important mitzvah. It's Docha Mitzvah HaTorah. People know this from the beginning of Masechet Megillah. Know that it can be Docha Avoda. It's a very, very significant mitzvah. Having mitzvah bought Parmachas B'Shana. Well, many people are not careful about it. To read from a Kosher Megillah and so on. And certainly not hear every word. And Ra Alai Hamas B'Shana Sikisaka Sa'al Merubah based on that. It's bad that it's so noisy in the shuls. People are screaming and nobody can hear anything. Shiyev Shalashmon Kula. Okay? And therefore he rails against this practice as well. In the Sefer Seder Hayom, 42, the Sefer Seder Hayom, also an early source in the Talmud Mekubalim and Tzad. Okay? Yeah. Well, the Mokums here. Well, the Mokums Shanar, Mesachakim Barakos, Shemakim, Shanar, Hacherim. So apparently they're not only they bang Muhammad, they hit each other. That's what it says here. Makim, instead of it. Why should I clap my own hands together? I'll snap you in the face. Also make noise. That's it. Makis anon achirim. Shosim der sota. He told Roy Ligger for him. Yeah, should stop them. Shain beis haknesses. You know, it's not proper to do that in the shul, and it becomes silly, and then every lowlight comes out of the woodworks and so on. It's got to be done for the purpose of sin. So we come back to the Mogen Avraham and Simitofrei Sari Tivkot and Yud Tav. The Mogen Avraham again quotes the Ma'aril, quotes the Ma'aril, Evatach Ma'aril Shaloi. Of course, he didn't like the whole thing. And he says, I'll call upon him, I'm going to wrong, not to do away with him. He says, Kishematkin Haman, sorry, Hachazan Lishto. So let the Chazan stop reading a little bit until the noise settles down. Kidei Shishmu Kulum Priyosno. And then he says something else, as I was announced here in the show, which people don't realize sometimes. You know, if you miss a word, then you're not Yosef. But guess what? If you miss a word, you can read it. You're printed Chumash. You can read it as long as you don't do that for more than half the Megillah. Even though you're not reading from Megillah Shera, you can read from a Chumash if you fall behind. This always happens. When it makes noise, when the kid comes in, you get distracted, turn, and then you miss the puzzle. So catch up quickly by reading out of your printed Chumash. Well, to read it, right. If a word is missing, so it doesn't, I don't know if that whole halacha now, as long as he reads more than 50, of course he's supposed to hear the whole thing. But with the evidence, as long as you heard the road from the clock on the bakar, it's okay. That's what says the word. So the Bechol Yachid Yikra Pasuk the Mar Rabbi. Here is 4-3. It says it. Bechol Yachid Yikra Pasuk obeys Mitocha Chumash. The Ocha Makin Haman. He recommends when they're making all this noise, read ahead of Pasuk for 2 in case you don't hear it and catch up that way. Ki Oz Absolutely from the Chazan Yotze. Now, the printer got him in 2 places. In the Archaim Eshav Bronx in the Tough Race Pay Test, we'll cut it out. Says it's better the Achsa of Royal Chol Echad Chiel of Gilek Shera. Everyone should have the own Megillah to follow along. The Likro Belachas Mila Bemila. Now, I'm not sure if that's better today because a lot of people don't know how to read. They don't know how to read. But those who know how to read should follow along. That's what he says. Okay? That it also should have. That's what Prima Gaon says. Impossible. Okay? Especially, he said, especially the place, Makom, Shei, Afshon, Shemor, Meshich, Tibur. Especially, you can't hear from the Chazim. Machmas Rash or Bilbul, because of all the noise and the banging and everything else. Because even women who are learned, whatever, should have a Megillah Kshere to follow along. Because Ezra's Nashim, I mean, where the Ezra's Nashim is, it's really hard to hear. Okay? And the Prima Gaon writes in the Tough Race, Tadi Neshav, I'm talking to you, Tadi, well, Masha Kosova, Magan Avram, we just read, Shemakin Haman Tzorach Likros Mitoch HaChomish, Kain Kosab Dilel Kamathomim, right? The first thing you just said before, you mentioned Mishpi Sotov and other places, the Miyot Alpeh, Yotzeb of the Yemen. The Diyeb, it's not the best thing, but the Diyeb of the Yotze, as long as it's a minority, was Balpeh, therefore the minority is Yotze. Even if you don't hear the whole thing. That if you hear less than half from a Prince of Chumash, you're Yotze. You would not hear every word. That's the Diyeb. It's better, again, he says on the top of the next page. He says, Ashrei, look at the top line. Right. Look at the top line. Ashrei initiation Megillah Kshera. Fortunately, someone has done Megillah good. If you can do it, fine. Okay. Now he mentions in Karm Chafala about the minig of the Ramah to make noise. Bahama. He says, "Mikom makom yotzei skarim b'efseidar." Whatever reward we get for keeping the minig is lost by the fact that the mevalbul harbe and therefore the shi'as tibush b'efseichel and be quiet and so on and so forth. Okay. So a number of people, the stechemet quotes Achronim and Sifas Dinim section, Marfas Purim, Timin Yud. He says, you know, there's a lot of Kalas Rosh, and you have to, it's good, it's hard to do it, even hug them and everything else, but we have to try and, to do what we can to make sure that the people are quiet, or that at least, he mentions other problems, sometimes banging on the table, it could be, because certain Goyim practices, they do something with the floor of their building, so it's Chukas Hakam exactly. But in any event, and not only that, but he says, we mentioned before, somebody said that to show a lesson to the garden, don't start up with us. If the Chemed, other people are worried, let's not over-celebrate. why 10 fakes, so to speak? He said, we only live because of Russell and Malachim, because they're nice to us and so on and so forth. Therefore, you got to be careful. It's like what it says, I always point out, the old editions of the Slichas. So a lot of the Slichas, we complain about the Gullus. So in Russia, when they think of the old white Slichas, though. Used to have before the hardcover one. So it says there's a disclaimer on page 1 that says anything that says about how we're suffering, this is from ancient times, right here in Russia, we're thrilled, we love to live here, everything's good. And any time, don't think we're complaining about now, I don't want to read this. This will we just maintain our old tradition and we say what they said centuries ago. We don't mean, and every time there's some reference, and I have this at home. In the old white preachers, you think every time that some reference is good, it's actually the book we said on page 1. Right, so that's what the Sechemed mentions that concern. Okay, just a couple of quick things to wrap up. Something about the children. Okay, because after all, this is fun for the kids. So the Pasuk says, the children, we mentioned before, the children are also obligated in the Megillah. What do you mean? So I would think it's just chinuch, but it appears to go beyond that, because the Pasuk says in 46, Pasuk Yud Gimel Megillas Esther, it says, V'shal Sarim Barot, etc., L'hashmi l'har l'avet es kol ha-Yehudim, minar v'adzokim taf v'noshim. Children are also in the, it's like Afayin Arbos and that sort of, even children are in the decree against Haman. And the Yerushalmi says, now look at the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi, says in Megillah Perek Beis Halacha Hey, He would read in front of the children also. The Covenant explains the Shulman Levi also came to also Bonav and Eitz Tanim. Even the little kids, he would read it before them because they were in the Suffolk too. Says the Emotion 49. They were in the Gzera also. And the Torah brings it to halacha. It's in the top race, pay test, or a chaim. Quoting Shon, Rav Shub, and Levi would do this. And even the Shulchan Aruch brings it, not as a requirement, but in look at 51, in the top race, pay test, give up. Min and Tov. Lahavik Tanim, Tanis, Islamic, Lemegillah. It's a good mig to bring the kids to hear the reading of Lemegillah. Now, the Mishabur says, unfortunately, and the Mishabur has a sense of humor like the rest of us, so to cut Yirchet, there it's in the top race, pay test. And when the Mechaber says it's a good thing to bring the kids, says the Mishabur, it's the Achshav, but one of them, the Hapahu. The Hapahu, it's turned upside down. So the Vav, Shayam Shanali, don't the kids hear, Elohim Vavalim, Shagama Dolim, Eichom, the small. Hey, make a noise, the adults can't hear it, and so on, it's just bang, humming. As he said, it's a problem, and at least the parents, it's all told out, the Hakti, but parents have to use Sechol, have to hold on to the kids, and keep them there, keep them in line, so it doesn't disturb in a bad way. And again, he also mentioned cutting your test, where the Tim Gunn says it's preferable to have everyone to have their own Megillah to follow along. In 53, the Mishabun. Right. It was a bad thing. Now the
wrong
now the Mishabun repeats in the top race study. So cutting them says, again, he quotes the Maharil who didn't dine all together. And the Akavendan said his father would tap a little bit with his foot and so on. But the Primogodim says, Yotzim of Sin, Mishimavalbo and Harbor, they make too much of a billboard. And he says, therefore, it's gotten some of Tzarech HaChazon L'shtot. The Chazon shouldn't go like that. Okay. Wait a minute. The Chazon should stop. Yeah.
It's possible when he says that the Aftek also
wasn't
editing.
Sort of. Yeah. Okay, that's another discussion, right? What, is it the same? Presumably not. I just want to mention there's Sota Chosh, the Sota Shulchan, that's Avraham Chaim Noah, at the very back of his Chayla Gimel, he has, and also in Yoni Peharis, in Yoni Purim. So he also mentions this problem that people make too much noise, and he says, I think it's better not to be, and he says about this gunpowder again, pulver. Not only does it make noise, but it stinks up the whole shul. He says, mostly are shown masriya. And he said, Acha ESR Klaal, well, we can't stay in shul. People can't breathe. they also stink up the place. So that's that. Rav Chaim Noah says it. He says it was the bad noise and smell, and therefore he says, and the Asher Nichnas Gagar and Hakorek. And the Baal Korah breathes, and you can't hear him because it makes him cough. He's trying to rip the killer, and he's coughing because of the smell of gunpowder. And therefore he says you should better get away, do away with this minig, and so on. He says that only when he was a kid in Hebron, he said the only time they made noise, Haman was when they Asaras ben Haman. Okay, that's when they made noise. Okay, but he says to do it. Similarly, in America, Rav Henkin, this is Rav Henkin, Chief Rabbi of New York. And the Sefer Edith is so, if they didn't even hug every Sakhnesis, they can't even hug every Purim. He also does not, he speaks against the practice, in the Oslamic days. He says it just goes overboard, and therefore he says the Sardin, Makin Haman Achar Kriyas HaMegillah. They only do it afterwards when they say Or Haman, in the Kriyas Abba Be'ez Kriyas HaMegillah, Tzarek Levato, Hamidik Mechez Kriyas. The rabbis have to get up and forcefully do away with this minhag. I concluded with a tshuva from Rav Stenberg, again, Stenberg Tamar Chomer, as you saw. Tshuva, such as tshuva, on August, Kaila Dalit, Tim Kuf, Ayin Hay. We can see this happening. My service will finish. My service, Haknesis Echad, Shehir Bubak, Kaus Haman, the Tom Shul, and overboard, the Hagabai, Rogaz, the Oda Alamaki. The Gabai, go to see this happening. The Gabai got very angry. He wanted to make a tachon of the shul. No kids under 6 years old allowed. And the gam az lidfok rak hamayim oshalos. He banged two or three times, and that's it. And the tzibur wasn't happy with this, so he asked Hashem what to do. All right, so he writes, he quotes this Ramon and so on, and he thinks that not levato the meaning, and he quotes another source based on something from the Gra. That if you have the pasuk right, you may have purim ha'el lo yavu mitoch ha'yudim zichron esub yitara pirish hagro lo yavu mitoch ha'yudim ha'inu ha'gdolim zichron esub yitara ha'inu alaktanim tafilu ktanim chayavim. No, you have to bring even the little kids, like we saw in that Yerushalmi. Nimsel fize diktanim b'megillah ain't a medin chinuch ba'alma. Bringing kids to shul is not; it's more than usual chinuch. El ha'takanim yuchedeti. That's what he says. It's a takanim yuchedet. Tov haman arosh arotel abed is kol yehudim minar va'zochin tap kashim lizos anu osmat tamo beis haknesses. l'shtata b'kriyas hamegillah. Afilu lo higia ba'amal l'chinuch. Zel mechovas ha'av. And therefore he said, he quotes that Tosfos, which quotes the Yerushalmi, with the Reshuv and Levi, that he brought his children as well. Therefore he says, you should bring the children. Of course, you know, well, all right, you have to watch them and so on. I was more than maybe l'chinuch. Of course, that's it, maybe. That's what he's mechavish. Now, I just wanted to add, with his mamash finish, I just wanted to add, you know, again, the banging of the homon, I think, keeps the kids involved. You know, I think maybe even adults, forgive me, but you know, we don't say the Megillah, you don't, it's not like the Pentagon, you own the Megillah. So you don't say by the mechanism of Shomer Ka'ona. You know, so I understand Shomer Ka'ona, a kiddush, takes about 35 seconds, you know. Vikra Megillah is a long thing to keep listening to every word. We're human beings, won't we? You daydream, your mind will wander, you know. So therefore, if you have to bang by humming, you're alert. You're into it. You're part of what's going on. So maybe that's another reason. Okay. Wish everybody a fair and Purim and a good Shabbat. I just mentioned, as always, the speaker is invited to our home on Purim afternoon between 2:15 and a quarter before, sort of post mincha, 3 years to the for Simchas Purim. A good Shabbat.